Part of the story is pretty simple. Someone invents a better medication for blood pressure or cholesterol so people live longer, and then more people get Alzheimer's or injure themselves falling.
As you get older, you're going to have some diseases. If we're controlling some of them better, the others will pop up.
Ali Mukta is a global health professor at the University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics, and he's co-author of one of the hugest health databases you could ever encounter. It tracks how diseases and injuries are impacting people around the world. They've found in the U.S., back pain is a huge factor for adults of all ages, and depression is on the rise. The other part of the story is how our lifestyles have come back to bite us.
So we're paying the bill for our earlier behaviors, obesity, smoking, physical inactivity.
Decades later, a bunch of diseases are increasing. Mukta says it doesn't have to be this way.
There are lessons for us to learn from countries like Australia or even some of the developing countries like Brazil, for example.
Australians are putting a bigger emphasis on preventive medicine and aggressively attacking tobacco and other health threats. The Brazilians are experimenting with free physical trainers and free dance classes, so the health gap is not so huge between the wealthy and everyone else. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.